crouching inside the doorway. Use it only in emergency. Better you should pray to God, the Father and the Spirit will guide you and protect you from up here. Can you hear me?
Well, 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 as I like to say, my favorite day of the week. Don't ask me why, but anyway, it's Friday, February the 9th. Good afternoon and welcome, my friends. Robbie Noel with you for 1 hour. This is The Flip Side, and The Flip Side brought to you by Republic Trading Group. You can access our website from, well, many portals, eaglesup.com, which is my personal website, or republictradinggroup.com, or rbnlive.com. Or republicbroadcasting.org. All of those will work, and they will get you to our website. I'd like to thank everybody for coming to the new and improved Republic Trading Group's website this week. The numbers were quite encouraging, I might add. As I've often said, I'm not much of a webmaster. I'm a Mac guy. We aren't into HTML language and all that kind of stuff that everybody else is into. We just point and shoot. So on some browsers, it may look great. On some browsers, it may look, well, questionable. Anyway, just bear with us. It's going to be next week's going to be a great week. Let me tell you why it's going to be a great week. Jeffrey Bennett and myself are heading to what is billed as the biggest coin convention on the planet. The Long Beach Coin Expo takes place, it's kind of like an industry thing where people within the gold and silver industry get together for a couple of days on Tuesday and Wednesday, and then they open it up to the public a couple of days later. So we'll be down there to find out what's good, what's hot, what's not, catch up on some local gossip. As you know, gold and silver business, people think is a vast business, but it's actually a pretty small business because everybody knows everybody else. And considering I go back so many decades in this business, I know everybody in the business. So, once again, we're on a road trip next week. I enjoy road trips. It gives you time to think and reflect. So, Tuesday, I will be broadcasting live from the Coin Convention in Long Beach, California. And we'll spend the week there. Why not? It's California. Land of the fruit and nuts. Anyway, when we return, we'll get back into the meat of the issue, give you the gold prices. Gold had a great day after these messages.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available. Until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's Window Genie, spelled J-E-A-N-N-I-E.com.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing. But they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
And hold, hold, hold me.
Welcome back, my friends, on a Friday. Well, Friday's kind of like Mondays. We have a few technical problems. That's why you hear a whole litany of bump music. Well, that aside, we will deal with the old standby. Gold futures rallied today in New York City, sending the benchmark contract past $670 an ounce to close at its highest level in 6 months, with prices tracking strength in crude oil futures and scoring a weekly gain of more than 3%. According to Neil Ryan, we've been consolidating at these resistance points for a week now and have been searching for a reason to jump past the 660 level for gold and $14 for silver. I think it's market investors realizing that there's a confluence of very bullish news all hitting the gold market at the same time, which will provide for a sustained price rally. Oil futures soared above $60 a barrel in early trading today, ended the day down at $59.75 a barrel. As we mentioned, gold closed in New York, ended the day up $9 at $668.28, silver up 15 cents at $13.93, got as high as $13.98. Platinum was off a buck at $1,199, palladium up three at $343. The interesting thing to note is the $9 move in the price of gold today came in light of a stronger dollar. Dollar closed at 84.75, up 21 basis points. The news this week that more than likely rattled the markets, but nobody wants to talk about it, especially the mainstream media, which seems more consumed about some dippy broad from NASA having some sort of strange relationship, and then the fixation with another dippy broad. I mean, it's mind-boggling. The media was wall-to-wall coverage this week on the dippy broad from NASA and another dippy broad who killed herself. So you get to understand why Joe Sixpack out there is having problems figuring out why his mortgage is rising and his take-home pay is diminishing. Yes, after years of smooth sailing, the banking industry ran into stiff headwinds yesterday when the two biggest U.S. mortgage lenders to high-risk home loan buyers warned that the cost from delinquent loans was swelling faster than they had expected. No kidding. This must have come as a shock to these bankers. Pity the bankers at HSBC don't listen to this radio program. Talking of HSBC, HSBC Holdings PLC and New Century Financial Corp said they will have to put more money aside to cover losses that stem from years of lending to the riskiest borrowers in America. Customers with little credit history or already heavy in debt was a reason for us. Their warnings spark concern that hundreds of billions of dollars in subprime mortgages may undermine the financial health of scores of lenders that have profited in the past few years from a booming economy and a record demand for new homes. U.S. banks and other lenders plunged on the news, dragging the benchmark S&P 500 stock index down from a six-year high. We expect the problems in the second lien business and portions of the first mortgages are going to get worse, according to an analyst at NCB Stockbrokers Limited in Dublin, Ireland. Yes, my friends, the real estate scam is spreading far and wide. So this is another story the media never covered this whole week, by the way. Small mentions on it on CNBC, but outside of that, nobody else was talking about, obviously, this huge... well, there's a huge refinancing mortgage subprime refinance coming down the road this year sometime. And guess what? Everything we've been talking about for the last few years seems to be coming true. But apparently Wall Street is just figuring it out right now, which is rather interesting. So today's show, we're going to deal with the news stories of the week that the media didn't cover. Not only did the media not cover, and when I talk media, I'm talking NBC, ABC, CBS, your standard mainstream media. Your conservative talk show hosts, the Rush Limbaugh, the Sean Hannitys of the world, were consumed with Nancy Pelosi. And allegedly she wanted a bigger jet to fly from Washington to California. And it turns out that all the bloviating that was going on by these conservative talk show hosts was all for naught, because it wasn't Nancy Pelosi that was requesting the bigger jet. It was the sergeant-at-arms. You see, the sergeant-at-arms is responsible for the security of members of Congress. And the reason why he wanted a bigger jet was for this misguided security. Well, maybe they think Al-Qaeda is hanging around somewhere. So they didn't want her to have a jet that had to stop and refuel before she got to California. So he wanted a jet that would fly one way, nonstop, from Washington, D.C. to California. It was his request, not her request, but Sean Hannity, Rush Limbaugh, Michael Medved, Michael Savage, running for president of the United States of America. Is this guy on drugs? I thought Nicole Smith was on drugs. Michael Savage is on drugs. We know Rush Limbaugh's on drugs. Sean Hannity is just simply too stupid to take drugs. We'll be back.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome back, my friends. On this Friday, we're talking about stories the media did not cover this week. No wonder. No wonder people can't figure anything out. Look at the stories that happened this week. We learned this week that government officials with inside the Department of Homeland Security lied about the true nature of what happened to those two Border Patrol agents vis-a-vis the drug smuggler that was given immunity. And by the way, they are in prison and they are getting beaten up because obviously they are targets. This is a government, by the way, this is a government that constantly tells you how they want to make you safer. They want to protect you from boogeymen and other nefarious, nasty things that are under your bed, and yet they can't protect people within their own government system from getting abused by prisoners. So if they can't protect people within the federal prison system, how do you expect them to protect you? It's a lie. But people buy into it. So here was the first big thing. You know what happens when you lie to the government? What's the Scooter Libby trial all about? It's about Scooter Libby. Forget about the fact that it was a scam to go to war and all this kind of stuff. Scooter Libby is being charged because he lied to government under oath. What's her name got sent to prison? Martha Stewart. Because why? Insider trading? No. Because she lied to a government official. But what happens when government officials lie to the people? More importantly, what happens when government lawyers lie to the people? See, but the media didn't want to touch that one. Oh, they don't want to touch that one. The President of the United States doesn't want to touch this one. The President has the power to pardon these people right now. They could be out of prison within an hour. That's one of the stories the media didn't cover this week. Once again, illustrating the bankruptcy, if you will, of the justice system in the land of the free and the home of the brave. That time you people out there started to realize this myth about innocent until proven guilty. It's a myth. It should be sent to the Mythbusters. You're guilty until you're proven innocent. And that's the way it is. We had another event this week. I mean, there were so many events that unfolded this week, it was almost mind-boggling. The Department of Defense admitted that the Pentagon lied about the connection between Saddam Hussein and Al-Qaeda in the lead-up to the war, which is the bottom line, what the Scooter Libby trial is all about, is about the government officials, high-level government officials, lying their way to send America's sons and daughters to die in some godforsaken war. There shouldn't be impeachment hearings. There should be, well, there should, you know, people should find a good sturdy tree in Washington, D.C. and throw up a rope. And now we find out that government officials, high-level government officials within the Justice Department, lie with impunity, and they have absolute, there's nothing anybody can do. Oh, well, it's just a rogue, it's just a couple of rogue prosecutors within the Justice. No, it's the Justice Department, period. These aren't rogue prosecutors that have got out of line. Every single prosecutor in this country, well, I shouldn't paint them all with a broad brush. Maybe there's a couple of them out there that have a spine, a conscience. But by and large, if you put them all together with a Duke rape case, Michael Nifong, that is atypical of the justice system within this country. That's broken. And if the justice and if America is based on the rule of law, it's the thing, the glue that holds this country together, well, my friends, the country is broken.
The country is broken. We'll illustrate during the course of the show signs that you can tell that the empire is crumbling. What other stories didn't the media bother to report? How about Canadian, U.S., and Mexican officials who held secret meetings this week on the integration of the North American Union? Yes. Of course, you see, this is too difficult for just Sixpack to understand. That's why it's much easier to talk about some dippy broad from NASA or some dippy broad in Florida. See, people can get their hands around that. That's easy to understand. When you start talking about North American Union, it's like talking about NAFTA. It's like talking about the federal deficit. It is talking about unfunded liabilities as far as the eye can see. You see, that's too tough for people to deal with. Too tough to talk about how all these subprime mortgages that were handed out willy-nilly in the go-go era of the 90s is going to bankrupt this country. Yeah, much easier to talk about the dippy broads. Anyway, when we come back, we'll give you an update on the secretive meetings on the integration of Canada, Mexico, and the United States when we return.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Have you heard of the universal antidote for poisoning? If you were thinking activated charcoal, you're right. Emergency wards around the world use activated charcoal as the antidote of choice for hundreds of poisons and as a detox for drug overdose. Because activated charcoal is rated safe and effective by the FDA, you can give it to your family, your pets, or livestock with no worry of negative side effects. If you have acid reflux, an infected wound, a spider bite, want to lower cholesterol, or control bad odors, activated charcoal is a safe, natural remedy. To learn more, visit buyactivatedcharcoal.com. Buyactivatedcharcoal.com carries a wide range of activated charcoal products. Come visit us at www.buyactivatedcharcoal.com. That's www.buyactivatedcharcoal.com. Or give us a call at 1-888-264-5568. Activated charcoal, a supernatural remedy for the 21st century.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Attention, friends of freedom and liberty. Our constitutional republic is under a vicious attack by the sinister forces of world globalization. The hour is late, and we must all actively engage our families, friends, and neighbors before it's too late. Now you can exercise your constitutional right of free speech with a statement t-shirt from the Republic Broadcasting Network and NoTyranny.com. Wearing a statement t-shirt causes people to think, challenge, and debate what they've been spoon-fed by the controlled corporate media. There's no time to sit around in fear asking yourself, what can I do? Now is the time to make a strong public statement with one of the many t-shirts from Republic Broadcasting Network and NoTyranny.com. Go to RBNLive.com's Freedom Store, NoTyranny.com. Or call 800-724-2719.
sure wear it well.
Welcome back, my friends, on this Friday, talking about stories the media didn't cover. This is most probably one of the biggest stories. Well, how can you, who knows, how can you evaluate which is the biggest story? They're all big stories. The media never cut. This is from the, where's this from? This is from the Ottawa Citizen. Canadian and U.S. and Mexican politicians discussed using stealth to overcome public resistance to the integration of the three countries at a confidential meeting which was held last year, according to documents just released under U.S. Freedom of Information laws. Two military brass, top military brass, corporate executives and diplomats also attended the meeting in Banff, where participants discussed everything from harmonization of food and drug standards to common immigration policies and the pooling of energy resources. Very interesting. The secret guest list of the North American Forum included U.S. Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld, Canadian Chief of Defense Staff General Rick Hiller, Public Safety Minister Stockwell Day, Pengrowth Corporation CEO James Kinnear, and Lockheed Martin's executive Ron Corvus. Presentation outlines for the forum acknowledged that the concept of North American integration, which some call a North American Union, is unpopular. And note that it might be a tough sell as a concept. While a vision is appealing, working on the infrastructure might yield more benefit and bring more people on board, the note said. Evolution by stealth means using regulatory changes, such as food and drug safety benchmarks, which don't require parliamentary approval to lay the infrastructure for the North American integration. This allows for change with little or no public debate. Media were excluded from the September forum, and Day, who gave the speech at the event, declined to reveal the contents of his talk. It was meant as a private meeting, said a spokesman for Day's office, although she conceded he attended in his capacity as Minister for Public Security. So here you've got another big story. People meeting behind closed doors in stealth, talking about the disintegration of the sovereignty of the United States of America. But the media obviously is more concerned with two bimbos. Now, as I mentioned before, we are seeing the early signs of the disintegration of the empire. I have seen it before myself. I can see all the telltale signs. The unfortunate thing to say to you, my friends, is that Joe Sixpack and a large majority of the unwashed out there have no clue what's going on. When this becomes apparent to them, which, by the way, will become apparent to them when it's too late to do anything about it, are going to be really miffed. You know, it's like the scorned woman thing. People have loyalty. People have loyalty to, you know, to the nth degree when they feel that someone is talking the talk and saying the things that they want to hear. When those people find out that they have been hoodwinked and lied to, these people become these people become very, very nasty. So what is going to happen? Well, that's a good question to ask. But how do you tell for sure when we are getting to the, or close to the end of the rope? Or when do you know your empire is crumbling? Well, think about this. This is another story the media didn't cover. You know, 2 weeks ago, China blew up one of its own satellites in space. Nobody said anything about it. By the way, China at the same time was traveling, Chinese officials, prime minister was traveling all over Africa securing deals called checkbook diplomacy. Because obviously they understand the importance of Southern Africa as a strategic resource, and unfortunately the United States didn't because they were too enamored by dealing with political problems here at home, and they used Southern Africa just simply as a scapegoat to prove that America wasn't racist. Now look at these people over there. They're a white minority controlling a black majority. These people are racists. And you got to understand, this came after, obviously, you know, 10 years after the civil rights movement in America. So America was trying to establish itself as a non-racist country by pointing out a racist country. And they were dealing with that without thinking long-term. What would ultimately the effects of regime change in Southern Africa mean towards the security of the United States and the ability of the West to acquire strategic minerals? Well, we lost that now. 90% of the world's strategic minerals are now in the hands of Chinese. Let's not get into that one. So, you know your empire's crumbling. When when other folks are gearing up to start blowing up satellites in space. And then they don't bother to return your phone calls when you ring up to ask them why. Right? You know, for a fact, Condoleezza Rice never picked up the telephone. You know your empire is crumbling when those same folks are cutting deals left, right, and center, Asia, Latin America, and Africa, while you and your lousy terms and your arrogant attitude are no longer welcome. America has no standing in Africa right now. Zero, zilch, none. This is the reason why George Bush now wants to send troops to Africa. A little too late, Mr. President. You know your empire's crumbling when you're spending your grandchildren's money like a drunken sailor and letting your soon-to-be rivals finance your little splurge. You know your empire is crumbling when it is considered an achievement to pretend that you've had the rate at which you've been adding to the massive mountain of debt you've already accumulated. You know your empire is crumbling when you weaken your currency until it looks as anemic as a Paris runway model and you're still setting record trade deficits. Why are we setting record trade deficits? Just a little secret. We don't make anything. You know your empire's crumbling when the little brown ones in the country, after country, of your backyard, blow off and proudly elect anti-imperialist leftist governments. You know your empire is crumbling when you can't topple those governments and replace them with nice puppet regimes like in the good old days, even if you wanted to, and you badly want to. You know your empire is crumbling when one of their leaders comes to the United Nations and makes fun of your emperor, calling him the devil, joking about smelling sulfur when he makes his speech. The list of things that you know that your empire is crumbling is a long one, my friends. You can find the story on republictradinggroup.com under the same heading. 36 surefire ways you know your empire is crumbling. And this should be the story. This should be the story of the mainstream press. If it was an honest guardian of the fourth estate, this is what they would be talking about. They would be talking about the North American Union. They would be talking about the Department of Defense and the Pentagon fudging intelligence reports to fit into a political agenda, all based on lies. they would be talking about many other issues outside of dippy blondes having personal problems in their lives. This is the problem that we face. Look, this is a simple facts right before you. Do you know that more people watch American Idol than any other TV program? And more people vote for the contestants on American Idol than actually go to the polls every 4 years. Think about this. More people vote online for the American Idol than they do for the next president of the United States of America, the most powerful man in the free world. And you want to tell me we ain't going down the porcelain princess in a fast, sure way? Are you out of your mind? That's why I say, time and time again, buy gold and lots of it. Don't even worry about what the price is. Oh, we get people call us up all the time. They try and pick the market. I'm going to pick the bottom. Forget about the bottom. Who cares whether you buy gold at $600, $650, $670, $680? Who cares if you buy it at $700 or $800 an ounce? It's going to many thousands of dollars an ounce. Why? Because this whole scam is going to start unraveling. And when it starts unraveling, let me tell you something. It's head for the exits. And there's only a few people that get out of the exits. The rest of the people are stuck, bottlenecked. They don't know what to do. I mean, it's mind-boggling when you look at it. I mean, this week I was sitting there and I was just thinking to myself, you know, this is insanity. This is complete insanity, the times that we are living in. And you know what they're now recommending? The thing that cracks me up is how the Zionists are coming out and jumping all over Jimmy Carter because he's equating Israel with South Africa. And he's exactly correct. I should know. I lived there. Everybody else saying, well, he's out of step. Israel is not in any way, shape, or form like South Africa. Oh, please, give me a break. You know what American generals are now recommending happens in Baghdad to stop the sectarian violence? They are now calling for gated communities. This is the latest in the theory to stop sectarian violence. Gated communities. What was apartheid? Let me tell you what apartheid means. It means separate. South Africa instituted a policy of apartheid. Not because of the fact of trying to put blacks down. It was just a simple realization that people of different cultures, different belief systems, could not live, as the myth goes, in a community together. There are different belief systems, there are different, and more importantly was the hygiene thing, but let's not get into that because nobody buys into it when I tell them about the hygiene thing. But by and large, that's the reason for separation in Southern Africa. Blacks in Africa have no hygiene habits whatsoever. They don't bathe, and they wonder why they're dying in large amounts of numbers. Because they have no hygiene. The life expectancy of an African in Africa was 30 years max before white people got there. They introduced running water. They introduced sanitation. They introduced all these kind of things. And guess what it did? It expanded the life expectancy of black Africans from 30 years to 60 years. And what happened when that happened? Well, they started breeding like rabbits. It's the reason why you have AIDS in Africa. It's not tough to figure out. It's not as though this disease is running out of control. It's because I don't want to get too graphic. And here you get Abe Foxman in the ADL. Oh, by the way, did you see earlier this week? Southern Poverty Law Center is back. Oh, yes, they're resurrecting the KKK. Oh, yes, KKK's roles have increased dramatically this year. Why? Because of the immigration issue. Please. Oh, God. Morris Dees, please go away. Hang yourself. Do something. Do something for humanity and kill yourself, please. Abe Foxman, same thing. Abe Foxman is beside himself with Jimmy Carter's statements. In his book, Palestine, Peace or Apartheid. Foxman wrote in the New York Times, Carter, an anti-Israeli bias reflected in his offensive and inaccurate terms of the use of the term apartheid. Well, let me tell you something. Of course, obviously, I have a little bit more insight than Abe Foxman about what went on in South Africa. Let me give you some facts. Blacks in South Africa were not forbidden to use main roads. Palestinians are confined to potholed roads, often unpaved and rutted. And when they try to fix the road, an army jeep appears and in the name of security orders the paving to be stopped. Blacks in South Africa had to carry a pass, otherwise known as a dumpas, as do the Palestinians. But they did not have to stand for hours in the rain and mud, as Palestinians do every 3 months, to get the passes renewed. Once you got a dumpas, you had a dumpas. The dumpas just simply said you could live in a certain area. And if you were caught in another area, well, you were in trouble. Now, it's a fact. Blacks in South Africa could not reside in white areas. But they could build a home in a black township without fear of it having to be demolished. No, Mr. Foxman, your understanding of apartheid is zero, brother. Maybe you should go and visit Southern Africa. I heard it's a wonderful place for white people to go, especially Jewish white people. You know, go down to Johannesburg, take a walk in Soweto. And maybe you will leave without having your throat slit.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available. Until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's windowgenie, spelled J-E-A-N-N-I-E.com.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Welcome back, my friends. Final segment for this Friday. Just a quick reminder, next week, Jeffrey Bennett, yours truly, coming to you live from the Long Beach Coin Convention. We'll have all kinds of interesting stories to tell you about that. A little bit of fun. In the meantime, let's go to the phones. We've got Fred. Hey, Fred.
Hi, Robbie.
How you doing, sir?
Is the article on the North American Union on RepublicTradingGroup.com?
No, unfortunately not.
Because don't throw that away. That I'll tell you why. I was actually able to confront one of the attendees to the Banff meeting last year.
Oh, you were?
Yes, I didn't go to her offices in New York, but I called her and I had a lengthy conversation with Mary Anastasia O'Grady. She's a editor at the Wall Street Journal. Jerome Corsi had mentioned the Banff meeting in I believe it was 9/13/06. He had an article, and then the meeting took place. And when I called Mary O'Grady, I basically said that I was wanting information to write an article about the North American Union. She said there is no source of information. I said, are there any people then that are knowledgeable about it? She said, no, there are no people that are knowledgeable about it. I said, well, didn't you attend the meeting in Banff? She said, well, she couldn't tell me whether she attended it or didn't attend it. And then after a number of additional questions, she just launched at me. She just went wild.
Yeah.
Couldn't deal with the fact that people know about it and want to know about it.
Sure. Are you online?
Am I online?
Are you online? Do you have access to
it? Oh, yes, I do.
Okay. Just go to Canada.com,
mm-hmm.
I guess it's out of Ottawa. I'm just assuming this.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see here.
Okay.
And you'll find the link to the story. It says, Canadian, U.S., and Mexican officials held secretive meeting on integration. And it appeared on February the 7th, so that was Wednesday's edition.
Okay.
And the reporter was Kelly Patterson.
Mm-hmm.
From the CanWest News Service, and pretty much, you know, what this meeting was that they had up there was, you know, how are we going to sell this to the general public using stealth? In other words, how are we going to sell this to the public lying to them?
And using a woman like Mary O'Grady, who plays both roles as management and reporter. They do that at the Wall Street Journal. They are able to jump from one to the other. If the questioning gets too intense, they'll say they're management.
Right.
If they go to a conclave, they'll go as management, but they'll also go as a reporter, and they'll follow instructions from the bigwigs at these conclaves.
Oh yeah, I mean that was the whole story about and I forget her name now. I'm getting old, little senility setting in. The woman reporter that was jailed in the Scooter Libby deal.
Uh huh.
I mean, if you read her reports leading
Judith
up
Miller.
To yeah. I mean, she was carrying the heavy water for the Bush administration.
Right. Now, just one more question. Your Republic Trading Group, you have the archives for today's show, don't you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
great.
I'm not sure.
Okay. Well, keep that article because I think that
Well, if you email me, I'll send you a copy of the article.
Okay, great, thanks.
And just email me at just send it to me, RobbieNull@hotmail.com.
Great, thank you very much.
All right, buddy.
Bye-bye.
Well, my friends, hope you have a great weekend. I'll see you Tuesday from Long Beach, California. Till then, you bye.